Section 1. You will hear a conversation between Cindy and Bob. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
So, Bob, how many people have said that they're coming on the company picnic?
Well, Cindy, we've got 35 definites and another 10 probable.
Shall we say 50?
I think so. And we've fixed the date for...
The 26th, the last Sunday in August.
Great. I hope the weather's good.
Should be. Now, we have to decide where to order the food from and what kind of things we want.
Right. What's our budget?
We've decided to go for £10 a head for food and £5 a head for drinks.
OK. I got some pamphlets from caterers. What do you think?
The most important thing is to make sure that there's a variety of food. We don't want people complaining that they don't like anything.
We also don't want food that could deteriorate in the sun. Ice cream, that kind of thing.
You've seen these pamphlets. What do you think?
Well, I thought Paris Kitchen looked good. The price almost exactly meets our budget, and they seem to have a good variety.
I don't know. A friend of mine used them for her company and wasn't impressed.
Really? What exactly didn't she like?
Well, the food. She said the food was good, but not quite the variety they'd expected. The drinks included some wine, which was apparently not very good.
Oh, well, perhaps we need to consider this one, company caterers.
Looks a bit pricey. Mind you, I've heard that they are very good.
Let me check the price. Yes, £12 a head for food. That's more than our budget. Do you think we could get a discount?
Let's see if it says anything in the pamphlet. Yes, they do offer a discount for groups of more than 30. 10%. Does that help us?
10% off £12. It's still more than we budgeted for.
Hey, look at this one. Celebrations.
It's a new company. I asked a few people about them, but no one has any ideas.
Well, let's see. £9 a head for food and £5 a head for drinks. That's fine. What kind of food do they have? It says here that they just provide cold meals for picnics. Well, that's okay. And they include vegetarian dishes. We do have some vegetarians to take into consideration.
Well, it looks good to me. The only problem is their lack of experience. I mean, it's a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yes, if the food's no good, we'll look incompetent.
Ah, look here. It says that we can visit their premises and try some of the dishes they offer.
You mean we might get a free lunch? Shall we call them and arrange to go and see them?
Okay, which day? How about tomorrow?
No, we've got that meeting. The day after tomorrow, Thursday.
Good. Time?
11.
Good. Right, what's their phone number? 28653479. We also need to ask them whether they can deliver straight to the picnic site, don't we?
Yes. I don't think that'll be a problem, though. I mean, it's on the outskirts of the city, but it's not too far away. Does the price include delivery?
It doesn't say, but the other companies include it, so they should. If they don't, our budget still allows us to pay a small fee. That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2.